Thank you for being here today. I want to welcome everybody. We're glad you're here on this Resurrection Sunday. I want to thank the worship team for leading us in worship. Don't they do a good job? Yay. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here to celebrate life, resurrected life today. And I'm excited to share with you about that day today. When Jesus was carrying out his ministry through time, there came a point in time where a friend of his named Lazarus died, got sick and died. He was the brother of Mary. Mary is the woman who anointed Jesus with precious oil that was worth a year's wages, and even wiped his feet with her hair. And so they called for Jesus, and when he got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. He was already in the tomb and buried for 4 days. Now, I don't know about you, but you can imagine what it's like to be, can you imagine what it's like to for someone to have been dead 4 days back in those days? But here's what happened. Mary said to him, "Jesus, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died." And I want to just share that story with you, the last part of that story. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb, Lazarus, 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, and went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "Oh, I know. I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection at that day." And then Jesus said to her, probably some of the most powerful words that he ever spoke, because they're truth and they're life. And Jesus responded and said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" he said. You know, that's a question for us today. Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, though that he may die, his physical body may die, he will live." He will live. What Jesus was explaining there was the difference between spiritual death and physical death. We all are going to die a physical death. Our bodies are going to get in accidents. They're going to get diseased and sickness as Lazarus. They're going to just wear out and get old and die. Any way you put it, we're going to die. This body is going to die. But you see, we're not made up of just body. Mankind is made up of spirit as well. And so when the body dies, the spirit lives on. And Scripture tells us that it lives on into eternity. Now, when we talk about eternity, most people think of heaven. But there's also an eternity in hell, a place called hell that is real. So when this physical body dies, our spirit will go into eternity. The question is the same question for us today that Jesus asked then. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? I hope that you believe, or I hope that you will come to believe before this service is over, that Jesus truly is the resurrection and the life, that he truly is who he said he was, that he is the one true God and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he is the only way to heaven. He's quoted in John 14, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And so today, I've asked some folks in our church to help me illustrate that point, to illustrate what life maybe for some of you is like now or was, and to illustrate what life can be and maybe is for some of you after Christ comes into your life. You see, he comes into our life by faith, by believing that he is who he said he is, by trusting and with our heart, not with our mind. You see, when we make a decision in our head, people can change those decisions by talking us out of it. But when you make a decision in your heart, it's buried there. It's permanent. It's in your heart. It's called conviction. And it stays. And it takes a hold of your life. And so today I've asked some people to just share their testimony. In fact, several people are going to share their testimony. But they won't be speaking. They're going to illustrate it on a piece of cardboard. Imperfect piece of cardboard. Because one of the things that we need to understand is church is an imperfect thing. People are imperfect. We're imperfect. But Jesus is perfect. And Jesus transforms life. And so we want to illustrate that this morning. I'm going to ask my wife to come up and we're going to start first, and then you'll see some others that will share with you what life is like before Christ and after Christ.
I knew what I was getting into. said your name, I said it just to say, I knew what I was getting into, and I still like you. I knew what I was getting into, and I still chose you.
Jesus knew what he was getting into when he went to that cross. He knew what he was getting into when he died for us. He knew you before you were born. And he still died for you. He knew me. He knew the brokenness, the worthlessness, the sin, and the junk. And he died for me. And he died for all of you. Would you bow your heads and pray, please? Jesus said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith, in him as Savior. That person is a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. And behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. I'm just going to be real with you today. I'm going to ask you to be real. Real with yourself and honest with yourself. Resurrection Day. Resurrection Jesus is the only way to heaven. And as you sit here today, I ask you the same question that Jesus asked just before he raised Lazarus. Do you believe this? Do you believe Jesus is the only way? Do you need Christ in your life? I'm going to ask you, if you need Christ in your life today, to just come forward and let me pray with you up here at the front. Now, Pastor, why do you do that? Not to embarrass you, not to embarrass anybody. There's nothing embarrassing. Let me tell you, when I gave my life to Christ, it was the most exhilarating thing I've ever done. So if you need Christ in your life today, just come to the front right now. As a worship team and as people are praying, just come. Don't hold back. Come to the front now and just let me pray over you. Come on. Do it now. There's one. This is a day, your day, to have your life resurrected through Christ. Maybe you're here today and you're a Christian. You say, I've been saved for a while, but I've been away from God. Come back to him today. Let him resurrect faith in you. Let him resurrect his love in you. Let him resurrect his joy and his peace in your life. As a Christian, we're called to be joyful and to live in peace and joy. Happiness changes with the times and with the environment, but joy is constant. Joy in the Lord is peace and love and forgiveness. And I know there's angels in heaven celebrating over those that gave their life to Christ today. And they'll celebrate when you come back to God too. That's right. We celebrate that. So I want to encourage you, even if you walked away from God and you know him, come back to him today. Come back to him today. And say, Lord, no more. I'm unplugging from the world and I'm plugging back into you. I want to live for you. I want your joy and your peace and your security. Ushers, if you'll come forward, please, let's pray again. Father, thank you for this opportunity to worship you. Thank you for those that received Christ today. Thank you for those that have come back to you today, Lord. We need you. We need you. We can't do life without you. So we need you, Lord. And God, as we worship you with our tithes and offerings, we just want to say thank you. Thank you that we can trust you. with these tithes and offerings. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust you with our lives, with our next breath, with our families, with our relationships, with everything about life. So God, this morning we say thank you. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I need Jesus every day. All these people, we need Jesus every day. And I hope in some small way you've seen Jesus in these cardboards this morning. You know, we're just a bunch of imperfect people trying to do life together. Real people with real life with a real God. God is real. Life is real. Sometimes life's tough, isn't it? And we just want to invite you, if you're here today as a guest and you don't have a home church, check us out. You know, we're not perfect, like I said. If you knew how many times I screwed up this morning, you'd laugh. They know it. But we're just trying to do life together and get closer to God together and help each other through life. That's what it's about. Amen? So if you don't have a church home, check us out. We're here every Sunday. We're going to be in two services, 9 and 11, just like today. And obviously we're going to need it. And we just want to try to get closer to God together. Two things he asks us to do. Love him with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love each other the same way. And that's all we're trying to do. So I want to encourage you in that today. I pray you have a great and blessed resurrection day. And I pray that you draw closer to Jesus every day in your life. And we just want to be a part of your life too. God bless you. Have a great week.